Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
I challenge you to dare to believe in what the Lord wants to do for you, your marriage, and your spouse. I pray that you will seek the Lord and ask Him to give you dreams, visions, and plans. Your Lord God can do miracles in your life. I know, for He has done many for our family. Remember the plans God gave Noah? You have to choose to believe. What can God do through us? Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21 tells us, "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen." The average Christian does not dare to believe big dreams, plans, and goals for their life. Today I urge you to seek the Lord for His plans and goals for your life. I can only imagine what He wants you to do now and in the future. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 through 12, we are taught about God's plan for our lives. We have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. In 1985, when Bob moved out of our home, I was crushed and felt that I was a failure as a wife. I was hurting so bad, but at the same time, I was so angry and unforgiving for Bob doing everything that he always said he would never do. He was a man of God who knew better. What happened? God, why did you allow this to happen? Looking back, I can see how Bob and I walked away from our first love of the Lord and allowed other things to crowd him out. Bob and I also took our marriage for granted, not loving each other as the Bible teaches. We allowed the world standards to creep into our home more and more. We did not see the enemy tempting Bob, nor did I know how to pray for my family properly. Then the Lord gave me a second chance, an assignment to dare to believe for a miracle that God wanted to do for us. Everyone else thought I was crazy, not accepting the divorce, and had become a fanatic. Praise the Lord. I dared to believe what the Lord was speaking to me in my heart and through the Word of God. You too have a choice. Dare to believe. Acts chapter 13, verse 47 tells the reason for the Lord wanting you to dare to believe. "For this is what the Lord has commanded us. I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth." What is He asking you to do? First, to have a personal, strong relationship with the Lord. Should you give up? Never. Would Moses give up leading his people? Did David give up when he saw Goliath the giant? Never. You have to dare to believe in the power, in the miracles, and the mighty awesomeness of our Lord God. Believe that God has a plan for you and your family as God heals hurting marriages.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.